In view of the fact that we're approaching the Feast of Tabernacles, and not too long ago, Mr. Bowles gave a whole series of sermons about the commandments, which brings out the fact that we should be learning the way that God wants us to live. And, you know, God is a family, and this is one of the reasons why I want to bring out what I have for you today. One of the commandments that was brought out during the sermons by Mr. Bowles was the fifth commandment, which is a transition between how we approach God and how we approach our fellow man. At the beginning of the school holidays, our friend's daughter said that she was going to go away for 3 weeks to stay with friends. Now, she refused to give her father any addresses of where she would be. Now, the father began to get somewhat concerned because during the 3 weeks, there was absolutely no contact between father and daughter. She did not answer her cell phone, and she did not answer or respond to text messages. Now, the 3 weeks were soon over, as you can imagine, and the father was getting a bit worried because technically he was no longer supporting his daughter according to the law, so he was worried that the Social Security would be onto him because, you know, he had paid child allowance and other sort of child income credits and this sort of thing to keep his daughter. Now, he was worried that he wasn't actually keeping her, so he thought after the 3 weeks were over, as any parent would, without the daughter responding to him or even coming home, he thought he'd better contact the local authority to find out what steps he should take or follow to report a missing person, because he was really worried about his daughter. Now, the next statement will take most of us quite literally, well, it will stun most of us, quite frankly, because he was speaking to the local authority and they put him through to the local authority's social services department, and they told him that his daughter had placed herself in care. To this, he was absolutely astounded because, you know, there was absolutely no indication that she was going to do this. She placed herself in care. She hated her father. She just wanted to get away. And the social services department told the father that he should contact a particular policeman in order to discuss those particular allegations. Now, the question arises, why am I telling you all this? Now, I hope that this true story will bring home to us some of the tasks that we will be faced with in the millennium. It isn't just a question of teaching just words of the law, but also teaching how to implement the law in a loving and compassionate manner. But even the teaching will hardly be considered as going into the finer points of the law. Rather, it will be right back to the basics, the very, very basics of the law. Now, we in the Church of God must be fully conversant with God's laws if we are to teach the people of this world how to observe those laws in the world to come, how to honour God and how to live with our neighbours. And that is why we should be prepared to discuss the words of God's law, as we go about our daily business. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5, we find out these guidelines, how we should be openly discussing these guidelines in the family situation at this present time. The more we discuss these topics, the greater will be our understanding, and we'll have the idea of how we should be applying these topics in our daily lives, both here and now and in the age which is to come. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning of verse 5, we read the following. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. Now, these words represent to the world at large a completely new way of life that has to be thoroughly learned and understood by us now, way ahead of time, admittedly, but we have to understand these words so that we can actually teach them in the future. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20, we find an example of what will be required of us. Parents will have to be taught how to care and love for their children, and children will have to be taught how to respect and honour and love their parents. It is, as I have implied, all very, very basic. Now, in Isaiah, beginning in chapter 30, verse 20, we find the following words. And though the Eternal give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into the corner any more, but your eyes shall see your teachers, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. We, that is the people of God's church, will be those teachers in the world tomorrow. And parents will not be the overbearing ogres which they are depicted in so many stage plays, on the silver screen or in television programs. Fathers will no longer be the bumbling idiots and buffoons which they are depicted by so many of the television producers of this age. Nor will mothers be those giddy, feather-headed women who just go around in a complete daze all day long. Nor will they be the hard-as-nails feminists that have become the ideals and heroines of the feminist movement. The people that we will be looking for in the world tomorrow will be tough, pioneering folk that we imagine our parents to have been, our great parents, our grandparents, and back in the ages. You know, tough, hard-working, self-reliant, humorous, honourable people. And you and I will be there to guide and to teach them how to live the way that brings peace and happiness, and how to appreciate the blessing of children which are in their arms or by the side, and how to, teaching it to children how to appreciate parents who love them and care for them and nourish them. No longer will the 16-year-old children be turned out of loveless homes by uncaring parents, nor will uncaring 16-year-olds walk out of their parents' home to place themselves into local authority care, or disappear into situations which are even worse. Both parent and child will be taught how to love, how to care, how to respect, and how to, you know, really treat one another. For that teaching task, God is now preparing a people who will be saying one day, this is the way, walk in it. Now, when one considers the tremendous responsibilities that the teaching post brings with it, it should make us all realise just what a responsibility we are going to be placed with now to learn how to actually implement these laws in our lives now so that we can do it in the future. This is especially true of the very basic parts of the law. The family relationship is a very, very special one. God is a family, and he wants us all to realise that and to realise the importance of family in everything that we do. Now, in Malachi chapter 4 and beginning in verse 5, we find out just what sort of emphasis God places on the family relationship. Now, the end time Elijah has come and gone, but his ministry still continues, emphasizing not only the importance of the family, but explains why the family relationship is important to God. Now, in Malachi chapter 4, beginning in verse 5, we read the following. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Eternal, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse, or, as some people translate it, utter destruction. The fifth commandment to honour father and mother is as vital today as it was in the days of the patriarchs, or even before the flood. The pity is that today, thanks to the entertainment industry, deviant governments, and an educational system which teaches children to dishonour parents, that families have become dysfunctional. Many are completely shattered. It will not be like this forever. Making families places of shelter from the stormy blast or shelter from the cold will be our job in the future. This is why we have to learn to do this job right now. We have to teach people what we are learning now. And one of the basic things is to honour our father and mother and teach our children to do that, so that when it time comes, we can do that in the coming world tomorrow.